Welcome back to this podcast series entitled Lipids, Hyperlipidemia, and Atherosclerotic Cardiovascular Disease. In this fourth topic, I'm going to discuss the genetics, the biology of hypercholesterolemia, and cumulative age exposure, the prevalence in Africans versus whites and other groups like the Indians and those of Jewish descent within South Africa. Now, interestingly, familial hypercholesterolemia is the most prevalent inherited disease in the world. Current estimates is that it affects about one in every 311 individuals worldwide. It is therefore a very common condition. In South Africa, it is even higher in certain populations, such as the South African Afrikaner population, the Indians population, those originating from Gujarat, and the Jewish population, those of Lithuania descent, where instead of a prevalence of about 1 in 300, the prevalence is as high as 1 in 70. It's estimated there are at least 200,000 people in South Africa with familial hypercholesterolemia. Unfortunately, the vast majority remain undiagnosed, untreated, or undertreated. And the main reason for this is that familial hypercholesterolemia is an absolutely asymptomatic condition until it presents, often in the prime of your life, that's in the fourth or the fifth decade, with a sudden onset of heart attack, stroke, or often and a fatal event, sudden death. So familial hypercholesterolemia is caused by mutations mainly in the LDL receptor, which is present mainly on hepatocytes. So what happens is you have impaired clearance of LDL particles because there are fewer LDL receptors on the hepatic surface. And as a result, the LDL cholesterol in patients who have the single dose, what we call heterozygous familial hypercholesterolemia, is about twice normal. In the more rare homozygous form, and this is a condition you've inherited from both parents, you have very few or no LDL receptors on the liver surface. The LDL cholesterol level is therefore four times or more elevated. And this results in extremely premature atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Now, when would you suspect a diagnosis of familial hypercholesterolemia? Most importantly, is this should be suspected if there's a family history of premature atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease or of elevated cholesterol levels within a family. Importantly, is always to think about it in the population groups which are at the highest risk, and that's our white Afrikaner, our Jewish, and our Indian populations, where this condition is extremely prevalent. We should also suspect the condition if you measure a lipid profile and the LDL cholesterol is 5 millimoles per liter or higher, when you've excluded secondary causes. What is critical is a family history. Now, as I mentioned, with heterozygous familial hypercholesterolemia, the LDL cholesterol is about twice normal. So by the age of 40, if you have had an elevated LDL cholesterol level since birth, at the age of 40, your arteries would have been exposed to the same amount of LDL cholesterol as a healthy 80-year-old. And this is why atherosclerosis presents in the fourth or fifth decade. The typical age of a male with familial hypercholesterolemia who's been untreated presenting with a myocardial infarction is at the age of 40 or 41. In females, it's about 5 to 10 years later, and that's probably because of some protection by female hormones, as in terms of estrogen. In terms of homozygous familial hypercholesterolemia, where the LDL cholesterol level is fourfold or even greater elevated, at the age of 20, their arteries would have been exposed to the same amount of cholesterol as an 80-year-old. And that's why in homozygous familial hypercholesterolemia, we see very premature atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. And these unfortunate patients often present in the first or second decade with an acute myocardial infarction or sudden death. The youngest patients I've had with homozygous FH had a myocardial infarction at the age of 1 year. So very important is what we call the cholesterol year score and the threshold for coronary heart disease. You need to look at the LDL cholesterol level, multiply it by the age of the patient, and then you can work out how much the arteries has been exposed to. But very importantly is to start treating early. We do too little, too late. And definitely in terms of familial hypercholesterolemia, if you have a patient with suspected familial hypercholesterolemia, very important to take a family history and do cascade testing. In other words, test the children. Because it's an autosomal dominant condition, there's a 50-50 chance of children of a patient with FH inheriting the condition from the parent. So you always need to test the children. And the current recommendation is if they are affected by the gene with familial hypercholesterolemia, we should initiate therapy at the age of 8, both in boys and girls with suspected familial hypercholesterolemia. So stay tuned for the next in the series, in which I will be discussing treatment and treatment guidelines and how to begin therapy for patients with elevated lipid levels.
We are Novartis, and we are reimagining medicine.